Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Led by the Americans, global markets are having a major panic attack on fears that the Trump trade war is causing a U.S. economic slowdown. In New York, fears of a recession have seen $4 trillion wiped out from the S&P 500's peak last month. At the bell last evening, the tech-heavy NASDAQ was down 4%, its worst day in 2.5 years. The S&P 500 itself down 2.7%, the Dow down 2.1%. Elon Musk's electric car company Tesla has given up all its post-U.S. election gains, and there are fears that the U.S. consumer is going to be hard hit by Trump's aggressive trade policy. Earlier, the JSE All-Share and Top 40 were both down 1.5% at the bell, London's FTSE down just under 1%. This morning, Tokyo's come back slightly, now down just 1.7%, Hong Kong down 0.4%, Sydney down 1%. And the U.S. dollar has slipped back to 109 against the euro, the rand at 18.32 to the dollar this morning, 19.88 to the euro, 23.61 to sterling. Gold at 2,896, platinum 963, Bitcoin also down again, now just beneath 79,700, Brent crude oil just over $69 a barrel. And in more Trump-related news, Agri-SA CEO Johan Kotsir says America's AGOA Act has contributed significantly to the economic development of South Africa's farmers. Speaking at a trade event in Cape Town, Kotsir appealed to U.S. President Trump, asking if he knew what AGOA meant for the growth of South African agriculture. Kotsir said he could assure all Americans that the development resulting from the AGOA benefited all farmers and communities in the country in a significant way. There are fears as Trump moves to isolate America and introduce protectionist tariffs that he will either not renew AGOA when it expires later this year or ensure that South Africa is excluded from any new version because of his antipathy towards the ANC-led government. And Kotsir also took the opportunity to bemoan tariffs imposed on South African exports to BRICS countries, like 50% on apples to India. "How can we be in BRICS?" he asked, quoted by News 24 Business, "but we do not have an opportunity to negotiate a better trade dispensation." And finally, two trade unions have rejected a revised wage offer from Transnet, setting the stage for industrial action. Transnet's already revised its offer to 5.5% for the next 2 years and 5% for the third year, all way above inflation. Transnet is, of course, in crisis and in desperate need of cash to rebuild infrastructure and spur economic growth.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.